Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so sorry I've been recording lately, but that's changing now. I think I'm going to put 2 episodes per week out. Now the NFL is coming to the end, football season, I think I'm going to start talking about basketball more, especially college basketball coming up in March and things heating up in the NBA. So look out for that. But for this week and an hour before kickoff for Kansas City versus Tennessee, what are we looking for in this matchup? Well, I'm looking for Derrick Henry to have a great game against this terrible Chiefs defense. Chiefs, one weakness for sure is their defense. Red zone defense, they're 31st in the NFL. Terrible. Derrick Henry, a powerhouse running back, is going to run right through Kansas City's defense. But on the flip side of things, Tennessee has a terrible defense as well coming in the red zone. I think Patrick Mahomes with Tyreek Hill is going to expose that defense. Tyreek Hill just super fast, and I don't think that the Titans have anyone who can really keep up with them. So I'll look for a lot of 2 deep safety looks from the Tennessee Titans when it comes to trying to cover Tyreek Hill. That's a huge problem for Tennessee. But if Tennessee can take care of that, I think they'll have a good shot today. All time, Kansas City leads the series 21-19. All time. So history says Kansas City should win this game. Kansas City at home. Fans get rowdy. Kansas City, very passionate. It's a great atmosphere for Kansas City, but I think Tennessee takes a role here. Just like the 2006 Steelers, when they were the 6th seed coming in, no one believed in them, but they went to the Super Bowl. They won. I think this could happen to Tennessee. I think they're going to upset the Kansas City Chiefs here. I think they're going to win 23-19. It's going to be a very tough game for both of these teams. But I think Derrick Henry, the combination of Ryan Tannehill, has been great over the last couple games. Turn the season around for Tennessee. I think they'll get it done 23-19. Now, the next game, the later game at 6 o'clock, it's Green Bay versus San Francisco. Green Bay lead the series all time, 36-31 in one time. San Francisco is favored, though, in this game. And San Francisco, I think that Aaron Rodgers is just going to have to step up this game, find Devontae Adams, run that ball with Jamal Williams, get some openings against that very strong San Francisco defensive line. There's no doubt about that. Their line is a huge problem for any opposing offensive line. But on the flip side of things, if San Francisco can get their pressure like they have all year, Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't turn the ball over, find Steve Samuel and George Kittle especially, and use that prolific running game that the San Francisco 49ers have. I think that Green Bay will be shut down here, but I still think it's going to be a 26-21 game. Give it to the San Francisco 49ers. I think that Green Bay has a lot of weapons, obviously, on offense, but I think that defense is not going to match up well enough to stop the 49ers' offense. My thought is here is that San Francisco is going to stop Green Bay's offense, but the Packers' defense will let up just enough points to the San Francisco's offense, the run game, and George Kittle that they're going to take care of business here, 26-21. I predict Tennessee versus San Francisco, but I'll definitely not go into predictions here because this has not happened yet. Look for this week to talk about what happens during this week. But yeah, guys, coming up this week, very exciting NBA. Zion Williamson debuts Thursday, 9:30 ESPN. Look forward to that. I think it's against Utah. Definitely going to be talking about that this week for sure. Can't wait. Super excited. And just all the other things coming up. All-Star Games coming up soon for NBA. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on right now. But playing football definitely takes the cake. So yeah, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thanks for sticking around with me for all this time. And I'll see you next time on The G Show.